Hi, I'm Brian Prince. Welcome to Bytes by MSDN. Today we're talking with Vittorio Bottrulli. I know I butchered that and I'm sorry. We even rehearsed it, didn't we?
That's okay. That's okay.
So tell us what you do at Microsoft.
Well, first, thanks for having me. And my role at Microsoft is to work in the Windows Azure Platform Evangelism team, and I focus on identity. I've been focusing on identity since I moved here in the States back in 2005, before I was actually working, before coming in early retirement here in the States on web services. And since I moved, I always focused on identity, and I carried it over from the transition from on-premises to the cloud.
Okay. So in .NET, there's really kind of some newer platforms to use for identity. I remember in the old days, let's say .NET 3 and before, it was kind of primitive. We had to hack up our own stuff. But what are the new tools we would use today?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying that the things that are in .NET up to the 3.5 were primitives. Let's say that they made stronger assumptions about your infrastructure. Like, for example, the classic approach that you have for identity since long time, like the first providers in ASP.NET, is to create your membership provider. However, that entails the fact that you want to own those identities. Mm-hmm. That also entails the fact that the user is willing to set up yet another username and another password. And those two things are usually not exactly the case in today's world. Like, for example, how many accounts do you already have?
Yeah, way too many as it is, and I can't remember them.
Right, I have the same. And so there's this idea that since there are entities that already knows about the identity of users, there are already accounts that you can take advantage of, then perhaps you should. Let's say that instead of creating your own store of identities, you want to take advantage of others. Mm-hmm. The main obstacle to this has always been the great variety on which all those identity providers are, because substantially pretty much everybody uses a different protocol. So if you wanted to take advantage of a specific identity provider, you needed to know the details about that protocol. And in response to this, the industry has been working toward a number of different protocols which can abstract away all those details and standardize. And the moment in which those protocols are widespread, you can start actually shipping bits which abstract away further the developer. So that as a developer, you just say something like, yeah, I would like users to come from that identity provider.
And let's say LiveID.
For example. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you expect that the infrastructure, be it the DLL that you are including or the infrastructure that we are using, for example, at LiveID, take care of the details so that you don't have to go and think about if you salted the hash for the password, rainbow tables, like, this is crazy. Like,
yeah.
I have life.
I want to write
in my case,
code.
I don't, but yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't work in identity and similar. But. So the very long turn for getting to the point in which in November 2010, 2009, I don't remember. But anyway, it's been at least 1 year, we released the Windows Identity Foundation, which is one extension to the .NET framework, which substantially contains the implementation of some of those protocols and substantially allows you as developer to actually secure your application without really knowing the details. It gives you all the tools so that you can effectively outsource authentication to others. And that has been our first step, that's to say, enabling the developer to stop worrying about this. But still, the protocol that we supported there is not a protocol which covers everything, because as you know, the web keeps moving very fast.
Yeah.
And so within the time in which we shipped that and today, and we knew it would happen, pretty much protocols evolved. So, for example, Facebook changed their authentication protocol at least 3 times from the time in which we shipped this. So there is no hope of staying behind all this stuff. So we have yet another service which you can use for gaining a further level of indirection, which you may have heard is the Access Control Service.
Mm-hmm.
The Access Control Service substantially is one intermediary which is capable of talking all those different protocols with the most common web providers, but also with business providers. So, for example, Active Directories of your partners and similar. And so if from your application you can outsource authentication to the Access Control Service, then the Access Control Service will take care of all these details. We will go there and change the implementation for the Facebook protocol when they change it, so that you don't even notice that anything ever happened. And at this point, you can truly see authentication as a service. It's literally platform as a service. I'm sorry, I'm Italian. Blubber.
So I use WIF, WIF, to talk to ACS. And ACS abstracts away all the details of all of the different identity providers I may want to use. I don't have to use them all.
That is correct, right, sir.
And I can use that today. This is in production. Customers are using it. It's reliable.
Not only that, it is absolutely reliable. Of course, this is the cloud. And the interesting thing is that today and until the end of this calendar year, you can use it in production for free.
Oh, really? So it's still for free for now?
Yes. We released that during Mix. And it is like production ready. You can use it absolutely for your money-making applications. But we are not going to charge you until at least the end of this calendar year. Okay. So that's a pretty sweet deal.
Well, that's a good tip for our viewers, huh? Well, Vittorio, thanks for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.